Okay, welcome everyone to our call today called Revitalize Your Life. My name is Damien Sen and it's a great pleasure having you on the call today. In a few moments from now, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Moni Vital. But before I do, please allow me to share how this call will work today, particularly if this is your first peopleyoushouldmeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I will be asking Moni a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of the questions will be Moan, but the vast majority of questions will have actually been submitted in through the site by you, our listeners. Now, I've only just recently come across Moni's work. I was actually introduced to him by another People You Should Meet guest, Jason Nelson, at a 4th of July party here in Santa Monica in Los Angeles. And I guess the initial thing that really struck me about Moni is that he is a total representation of health. It's almost like every single cell in his body is alive and vibrating this incredible vitality. And at this particular party, not only was Moni looking incredibly vibrant, he also had a whole group of people crowded around him seeking out his thoughts and ideas on different aspects of health. And I actually just sat there quietly listening in for a little while, and I was totally blown away with what he had to share, and I intuitively knew that he'd be a phenomenal guest to have on the program. Now, Moni Vital is the author of the book Ageless Living, Freedom from the Culture of Death. And it's a real great pleasure to have him share his wisdom on the call today. How are you doing there, Moni?
All right. Very good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Now, Moni, I actually just thought we'd begin by exploring this whole concept of energetic rebalancing. It's very sophisticated and advanced work, and I was just wondering if you could actually share with people what energetic rebalancing is and how it actually works.
Okay. So we need to really understand who are we as being. We are energetic beings. There is nothing solid about us in our body. We purely a bag of skin full of water. And so therefore, a couple of batteries running up and down in us to make us energetic. So, you know, thinking that we are stable, strong, solid beings, it's not. And if somebody really come and want to cut you and paste you and nuke you and medicate you, you know, they're not doing any service, because all they have to do is change the shape of the water in your body and change whatever problem you have. So, and remember that we are shape-shifters. Yeah. And so we heal ourselves through shape-shifting. And everything is water. And basically, because we are water and we are canals, we have lots of canals of water in the body. And then there's energy that runs. And that energy that flows all over us, there's many layers of energy. There's about 7 layers of energy. And when energy blocked or impeded, then there is a problem. Then the energy has to flow around that part that is blocked, and then it causes an issue, and it's, if it persists, it's become a disease and dysfunction, and it's a problematic to live with that kind of inhibitor in the body. So I designed a program that can read the energy that flows in the body. It read the energy that is blocked in the body too. And I'll tell you a little about it. The way it works, well, first, also you need to know that as a human being, we are communicating with the universe via the energy that we broadcast out of our body. So when you touch yourself, let's say if you touch your arm, you will feel heat coming out of your arm, which is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we broadcast, send out energy, heat. Now, normally in our world, we think that this heat is just thermal energy. And that's what we call it here in our world. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, this heat is magnetic. And this is an information that the body is sending out to the universe, to the collective consciousness, to tell them who you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is how the body communicates with the universe. Mm. Every living thing in the world, in the universe, emit and send frequencies, energy.
Mm.
And this energy is information. It's pure information.
Mm.
Once this energy leaves the body, it exists in the universe. So
mm.
what I do, I log in on your body and log on you. It's almost like logging on, you know, in a computer, you know.
Mm.
You go online, you log in. But I can log on your energetic signature,
mm.
energetic metrics, and somewhere in space, and can read 1/100 of a second of the heat that's coming out of your body.
Mm.
And that give me, I check 20,000 items on you instantly. And
wow.
then I know every little detail about you, what you're telling the universe, who you are at that moment. It's a flash, it's like a shot, a picture of you at that moment that I logged on you.
Mm.
And so once I have that, I'll normally email you back an email with two PDFs, charts that tells you your life force level, all the details of your energy flow in the body,
mm.
and then the top 12 imbalances within your system out of 20,000.
Wow.
And yeah, and then also metaphysical chart, well-being chart, and stress chart. And so you get a lot of information about what's happening in you, with you, in your life, what's happening to the people around you in your home, your family, your husband, your wife, or your dog. They all affect you. You know, people
mm.
who live together share energies and frequencies.
Mm.
So if somebody, you know, if something goes wrong with one, it affects the other, and we know all that.
Mm.
Yeah, this is very sophisticated and advanced technology. It's all quantum mechanics. I calculate mathematically everything. So this is not numerology or psychic or any other form of, you know, astrology.
Mm.
No, this is all advanced math.
Mm.
I mean, I really don't know anything about them, but the other stuff, but I know that I calculate everything here.
Mm.
And that's why the accuracy of my finding and evaluation is 97%.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very stunning sometimes.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really amazing, amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the word everybody tells me, yeah. So, and you know, this is and the technology is mine. This specific program, I designed it. And, you know, I don't share my the outcome of the results or even the technology with anybody.
Right.
It's a private, and I have thousands of clients all over the world, every country, every city in the world.
Mm.
I really never see them or talk to them other than on the phone or through emails, because time and space does not really matter in this kind of work.
Mm.
Yeah, so where you are doesn't matter, and where I am doesn't matter.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, and everything is exists, basically, you know.
Mm.
So once I log on you, I know exactly everything. Actually, I know everything from the day you were born.
Wow.
But that's not interesting, so I talk about it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go more into exploring the system and what it offers, I actually just wanted to just ask you a little bit about your journey, Moni, and how you actually became interested in the whole world of healing and energetic rebalancing.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm planning to live forever.
Mm.
I'm a physically immortal. Yeah, I'm a physically immortal being.
Mm.
I'm here, and I'm here to stay, and I'm here to be perfect,
mm.
good, enjoy my life. And this is heaven for me, right here.
Mm.
And my book, Ageless Living, Freedom from the Culture of Death, explain that to details.
Mm.
And
that's pretty radical for most people.
It is radical because the culture doesn't allow you even to think the possibility that you may live longer than what they expect you to live.
Right.
You know, governments and religion, they based and they design on the fact that you're going to die. And they use this option of death to control who you are and your outcome in, as a human being.
Mm.
And therefore, the moment you believe that you're going to die, you have no possibilities.
Mm.
You have no future. You see, if a human being planning to die, even if you believe in death, and let's say he want to die at 60 or 70,
mm.
he's already dying from age 6 to,
mm.
to that age, you know, because he knows he's going to die. He has no possibility, no future, nothing going on in his life.
Mm.
So therefore, he really doesn't care what he does with his body anymore because he gave up this physical option into the spiritual, mental options, like the culture wants you to do.
Mm.
So you forget who you are, and then you just stay in your head and think all day long, and then you die like they tell you to die,
mm.
and get sick the way they want you to, and they make money on you.
Mm.
You see, the culture
mm.
makes money when you die, when you're sick.
Mm. It's almost like it's so pervasive. It's almost runs through every element of the way we interact with each other, in a sense.
Totally. You see, that's the only teaching that you can learn in school. It's about death.
Mm.
They want you to die as soon as possible
mm.
and to get sick, and everybody makes money on you.
Mm.
And, you know, organized religion, for example, I'll just give you a little snippet, that it's all organized religion, every one of them, it's based on death and God.
Mm.
And they use this death and God as a tool to control you. So, you know, they scare you that you're going to die and you're going to sin. And then here you go. They're going to be the middleman to talk to God about you.
Mm.
And he may be helping you and alleviating your fears of death.
Mm.
So you go to another place, which is all stories, that there's life after death.
Mm.
You know, just to make you feel good dying, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, and so this is how religion controls people, you know.
Mm.
And the government, of course, makes sure you die on time. You know, they have those mortality tables that every 10 years they decide how long you should live. If you live in New York,
right.
you live 72.3. If you live in California, you're 76.1, you know.
Right.
So on that day, you should die.
Mm.
And if you believe in it, it's exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. And you see, because they count. Because if you're going to live longer, like say 2 weeks more, they have to pay you Social Security more. Yeah. And they can't afford it. They're already broke, you know.
It's a very delicate operation.
Yeah, totally.
Great. Okay, Moni, just wanted to bring it down into the, say the personal level. So for
sure.
People who are on the call who are navigating their lives and wanting to experience more vitality on a daily basis, what's the first thing that they can start doing to start re-examining the beliefs that they may have been passed on to by the culture or the community and actually moving into a freer, more vibrant way of being?
Okay, so you need to know that the food that you eat, normally it's a poison for you. Most of the time, it affects you as a poison.
Mm.
So when you think you're eating good food, that's not the truth. And most people will lie to you, you know. Your doctor will lie to you, your mom. They don't know. They strictly don't know. For example, I'll give you an example. You know, you have to think acid, alkaline all the time.
Mm.
You see, if you are acidic, then your body is not functioning correctly. There's a shutdown, system shutdown, nervous system shutdown because you're acidic. And then when you're acidic, you are a host for parasites,
mm.
worms of any kind. But the most important thing is the fungus that grows in your body. And most diseases are fungus-based and related.
Mm.
So if the first thing you want to do is just really get to know what not to eat.
Mm.
And I'll give you an example. Don't eat tomatoes.
Mm.
never touch a tomato. You know, you're probably listening, people listening here are thinking, oh, this guy's crazy. Everybody eats tomatoes. Yeah, of course. There are 268 variety of tomatoes, and all of them are poisonous.
Mm.
And if you don't believe me, just go on Google and put tomato-poison and read about that all tomato plants are poisonous.
Mm.
And they're all the most of acidic food you'll ever put in your body.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, people who eat tomatoes have cancer.
Right.
They end up with cancer. Even though the culture tells you, hey, you got to eat tomatoes because there's lycopene in tomatoes, and that's fight cancers. It's a joke, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not true, you know. So it's a tomato, tomato sauce, tomato paste, ketchup. This is all deadly to the body.
Mm.
Mushrooms, very deadly.
Mm.
Garlic is deadly. Garlic is also a poison. It's a common poison.
Mm.
And people think, oh, it's going to clean my blood. It's going to kill my parasites.
Mm.
No, it doesn't do a thing.
Mm.
Absolutely zero. It's all, everything about garlic, it's old wives' tale.
Right.
But you see, the culture doesn't tell you the truth, and you're stuck with the culture, and you have to believe, and your parents believe in it, and you think, oh, what's good for my parents is good for me.
Mm.
And you keep eating the same thing, and then you're becoming sicker by the day, you know, and you have no life. And you want to change what you eat. I'll tell you what, I have this list on my website. It's called Acid Alkaline Chart List.
Mm.
Dash Moni's, you know, it's my chart, you know. I'm practically more strict than any other doctor on that. But you need to know that, you know, it should not be a secret.
Mm.
You know, everybody advertise, for example, citrus, the oranges from Florida, from Yafo, from everywhere, you know, it's good, from Spain, good for you. This is a poison. You eat citrus, then you lose your joints. You know, people have all kind of diseases, joint diseases. It's because they drink in the morning in oranges, like they told them, like the doctor told them.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they're sick. It's acid. So every citrus, even lemon, grapefruits, mandarin, clementine, you know, those basic stuff.
Mm.
But people need to know what not to eat, not to poison their body.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So this is the first thing. The second thing that you need to know, if you really want to be healthy, is you need to know that you are the boss of your body. You are the boss. Not your doctor, not your teacher, not your reverend or, you know, priest. You are the owner of that body.
Mm.
And then you need to know that you are a loving being and you need to love yourself.
Mm.
And also you need to know that you want to live, not to die.
Mm.
If you will take that belief of death, which is the number two belief, the number one is food, number two is belief, and get rid of it, then if you're not dying, you cannot even be sick.
Mm.
You see, sickness and aging is a function of death.
Mm.
If a person, you know, thinks that he's going to die at 60, and he knows that, and he talk about it, consciously or subconsciously, his body gets the order to, okay, go ahead and plan the death.
Mm.
Yeah, so you live 60 years as a dying being, preparing yourself to die on that day.
Mm.
Yeah, and then aging and disease and breaking the hips and all this stuff, it's just part of the story that you told your body, that's belief of death, and you are becoming a victim of your own.
Mm. I mean, that's actually very important to repeat that as well, because I think it's a very important thing for people to sit with. So if you are not dying, you cannot get sick.
Yeah, if you believe that you never die, there's no way in the world that you get sick, because you see, whatever belief you hold and you harbor, those are the instructions for your DNA.
Mm.
Yeah. You see, really, there's no such a thing. Your DNA, it's only a subtitle and sub-function of your belief system.
Mm.
Yeah. You are nothing but your DNA, but your belief system. You know, your map and your blueprint of your body is what you believe in, not your parents, your DNA.
Mm.
DNA can change in 100th of a second.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Instantly. The moment you shift, DNA shifted. Because the DNA is only a function. It's
right.
not an initiate. DNA doesn't initiate anything other than doing what you need to do.
Mm.
And the orders comes from your subconscious and just your belief system.
Mm.
Yeah. So in order for you to live, yeah. So once you believe in life and you denounce death, you know, many people say, oh, I'm not afraid to die. Of course not. You're already dead.
Mm.
Yeah. You're a zombie, walking zombie. You know, do you have future? Who are you? You know, ask yourself, who am I? You know, find out.
Mm.
And, you know, but if you're alive, then wow, you know, hey, I'm going to live forever. You know, so the key here, you know, I mean, when I say physically immortal and living forever, it's not about living for another 10,000 years. If your body knows you're going to live forever, so you're never sick. So you don't have to be sick throughout life for the first 100 years. Let's say you want to die at 120. Don't tell your body, I want to live 120, because you're going to be dead anyway. So you're going to be sick and aging and you won't have fun. But if you said to yourself, I'm going to live forever, and at 120, you look at yourself and say, well, you know, I'm feeling good, I'm fine, I'm healthy. If I want to die now, I can die now.
Mm.
If I want to live another 1,000 years, I can do it.
Mm.
Make the decision at that day, not 60, 70 years before you go there, you know.
Mm. You often hear stories of monks actually choosing their moment of death.
That's right.
And it's almost like they live vibrantly their entire life, and when the time comes, they choose it rather than actually...
That's right. You make a choice. You see, this is all about choices.
Mm.
If you don't choose to live, you're on a default mode to choose death.
Mm.
You see, the default mode of this, if our culture, where we live, the country, the every society on Earth is about death.
Mm.
They're all based on death. You know, if you're a Bushman in Africa, so your life expectancy is 37.
Mm.
So you're based on death. Doesn't matter. In America, it's in the 70s. It's death. You suffer longer. You suffer 40 more years. Yeah, doesn't mean anything, you know. And you're on Social Security, and you victimize yourself all your life.
Mm.
But if you own yourself, if you own your power, if you become who you want to be, a strong, loving human being, love yourself. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to be strong. It's okay to be successful. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to have an ego. Ego is the best thing you'll ever have.
Mm.
Who are you if you don't have an ego?
Mm.
Who are you afraid to be? You know, all this religion tell you, oh, you should never, you know, be an egoist.
Mm.
You know, you should love other people first. That's how they control you.
Mm.
If you believe in that, you have no life.
Mm.
You probably have a dog that you love more than you love yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you know, unfortunately, we live in a world that, you know, families has animals and they are more important than themselves.
Mm.
They spend more money, more time, more energy, more effort to keep their pets in better shape than who they are.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Moni, we touched on some before I go there. Actually, I just want to say there's some phenomenal nuggets of information that you've just shared there. Absolutely, even just one piece of that information could radically shift someone's view on life. And I guess the thing that I'm quite keen to draw back to, we spoke earlier on about some of the foods to avoid, and I didn't want to leave people feeling like they couldn't eat anything. So, just wondering if you could actually share some alkaline-based foods that are great for people to have in their diet as well.
Absolutely. Okay, from the vegetables, the only thing you really want to avoid like a plague is tomatoes and mushrooms.
Mm.
Yeah. And soy. You don't eat edamame soy. Don't drink soy drinks. Don't eat soybeans.
Mm.
No tofu. Never touch it. Never touch anything that's made from soy.
Mm.
Never. Soy is a poisonous legume.
Mm.
When you eat the soybeans, you know, the edamame beans, you know, when you go to this Japanese restaurant, they give you those beans, you know, salty beans, not to eat. You know, if you eat like 5 pieces of those pods of the beans, your blood will slow down 10 to 20%.
Wow.
10 minutes after you eat them. Yeah.
Wow.
It's they pure poison, the soybeans. There's another bean called pava beans you need to avoid. So basically everything else is fine. You know, eat every other vegetable.
Right.
And you don't have to eat it raw if you don't want to. You could steam it, cook it, any way you want it.
Mm.
You know, actually it's easier to digest if it's steamed.
Right.
You know, even though I eat much raw, but, you know, but still steam goes a long way. It's very nice.
Okay, great.
And from the fruits, so that's, you need to avoid citrus of any kind, not drinking, not eating, and pineapple, and all these high energy drinks that now they're selling you, you know, these are all acid-based.
Mm.
Yeah, the Monavie and all these expensive drinks that now they sell you to heal you, antioxidants.
Mm.
Yeah, one sip of that will make you sick for the next 48 hours.
Mm. Wow.
That's really not going to help you any way, any shape, any form.
Mm.
Yeah, it's only a conversation and people buying into that and spending their money. And so really none of them works, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, because they're all pure acid.
Mm.
Pure acid, yeah.
Cool. And also, the other thing I wanted to touch on as well, like you mentioned earlier, that we're bags of water, literally. And what do you recommend in terms of people getting access to water that's going to be in energetic resonance with their being?
Yeah. Well, make sure that the water is filtered. That's basically really the only recommendation I have.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what machine you have, water machine. And doesn't matter what, as long as it's filtered and filtered good, you know, drink it. There is a lot of, and the reason is there is a lot of arsenic in the water.
Mm.
Water has more arsenic than anything else.
Right.
Also, okay, there's one more thing about this arsenic thing. Also, almonds has arsenic in them.
Mm.
So, you know, the cover of the almond has arsenic in it. So if you want to eat almonds, soak them for 2 days and then peel them and eat the almond. Don't eat the cover of the almond.
Right.
Yeah, and therefore, those almond drinks, they're all poisonous.
Right.
Yeah, so stay away from them. If you want to drink anything, so not regular milk, not soy milk, not almond milk, just rice milk will be the best thing you'll ever do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It will hurt you less.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about good, it's about less hurt, you know. yeah, because, you know, it's really important to, you know, all those little details, you know.
Mm.
And, but, you know, look, also what you can do, whatever you eat, eat a half of it.
Mm.
You know, you have a meal, cut it to a half, eat only a half.
Mm.
Wait 2-3 hours, eat the other half.
Mm.
Because every time you eat more than you need, your stomach gets too full, and then you have to go to sleep because you're too tired to digest it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Excellent.
Yeah.
And Moni, also wanted to touch on, like, you're in a rare breed of human being who's actually gone through the breatharian experiment, and you're actually the first person that I've actually met who's done that, and you did that for I believe 18 months, was it, or
18 months? Yes.
18 months. And I'm just wondering for people who may have heard of breatharianism but not really understand it, or like, what was your experiment like, and
okay,
what did you actually learn from it?
Okay, well, breatharianism, breatharian is a person who does not eat, who live on air, on prana, on the light, on the sunlight, basically.
Mm.
And there's another name for this type of person. It's called living on light.
Mm.
And I did this for 18 months, and I did not eat a thing. Yeah, just drink water from time to time.
Mm.
Yeah, just another way, just to prove, to tell myself that I know I don't have to eat.
Mm.
And it's a belief system. You know, your nourishment system, the nourishment, the belief that we must eat to live, to nourish our body, it's erroneous. you know, most food that we eat, it's actually poisonous and takes the energy out of your body. And the body creates the energy through your lung, not your stomach. The stomach wastes the energy. The lung creates the energy.
Mm.
So if you're just a breather, you breathe, you're going to be fine.
Mm.
Yeah, but most people believe that they must eat, otherwise they'll die in 7 days.
Right.
That's what mommy told them. That's what the doctor told them. And, of course, it's untrue because I lived through it.
Mm.
And I'm fine and I'm healthy. And I have other friends who don't eat. So it doesn't, you know, it's not a big deal.
Mm.
It's just a belief system. It's another belief system. We are human, remember.
Mm.
And we belief operated. You know, your belief is your blueprint. Again, whatever you believe in, you have to do.
Mm.
So this is not fasting. I did not fast. I just did not eat. I quit eating.
Mm.
You see, fasting is only for a short period of time,
mm.
for a week, a month, 40 days, and then you know you're going back to eat. So your body is an expectation to go back to food.
Mm.
When you quit eating, there's no expectation. It's over.
Mm.
Your body goes to its natural optimal weight, and you are perfect all the time.
Mm.
You just need to exercise.
Mm.
That's it.
Amazing. And water? Did you drink water during?
I drink a little water. Yeah. I personally don't like drinking a lot of water. So
yeah.
When I wasn't eating, I didn't drink much either. You know, I rinse my mouth maybe 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
And that was good enough. You know, you have so much energy, you are so powerful, or muscles get really tight and strong, and, you know, you hike faster and better than anybody else in your group. And
mm.
yeah, when you don't eat, you have all the energy. There's nothing wasted. Yeah. You see, normally most of the energy is wasted on eating the food, digesting it, and eliminating it.
Mm.
And when you don't do any of these three, you are totally free with energy in the body, which you have so much of it to waste, to use.
Mm.
So also you don't need to sleep too much because you don't eat. You don't have to waste this energy processing the food. You know, do you know why there is a siesta in the world? Everybody eat lunch and go to sleep from 2 to 4, even in England, right?
Mm.
Everything is closed between 2 and 4. I know in Israel, I know in every other country in the world, other than America, everybody go to sleep between 2 and 4. And you know why? Because they eat lunch.
Right.
They get tired. They have to take a nap.
Mm.
They cannot function. So they make it a social event, even though it's a personal stupidity, eating too much for lunch, eating too much and big lunch.
Mm.
So again, a little food goes a long way.
Mm.
Yeah. The less you eat, the healthier you become.
Cool.
And you know, you don't have to take vitamins and minerals either.
Mm.
It's one big story that you've been fed that you need this and you need that and you need here. So all you need is, if you don't feel good, just cleanse.
Yeah.
If you fast for one day or 24 hours, you're going to be perfect after that.
Mm.
Yeah. You want to get rid of something, don't eat for 24 hours.
Mm.
Simply.
Cool.
And it's gone. Yeah.
Great. Now, Moni, I mentioned earlier on that we had questions sent in from all around the world, and I'm just going to kick off with one from Hannah, who is in the UK, and Hannah asks, if you have a particularly sensitive energy system, how is it best to relate to people with very chaotic and nervous energy, i.e. remain open to them without allowing their energy to spill into your space and without becoming ungrounded?
Yeah, that's very difficult. I mean, I would highly recommend for her to stay away from these people.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, she is not doing a favor to herself or to them, because if she gets depleted, she is not good company for them.
Mm.
So the best thing is to avoid them. Unfortunately, the world built from this kind. There's some people who suck your energy, and they're looking for victims. And she become a victim if she cannot handle it.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I stay away from them. I don't sit next to them. I don't. I just walk away, and I know that's not right for me, and I just be on my own.
Mm.
You know, I make choices for myself. You know, I like myself enough to treat myself nice.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't have to lower myself to their level, because if she's going to be with this kind, a type of a person,
mm.
that's going to affect her energy negatively.
Mm.
You know, I mean, she's making a choice to be there. You know,
mm.
there is no good way to fight it. You cannot put a bubble around you all the time. It's
mm.
not going to work. They're going to penetrate you, and you're going to carry their frequencies, their decaying energy, with you for a long time.
Mm.
Yeah, so be careful with that, you know.
Mm.
I'm not telling you not to be with them. I'm just saying don't do it too long and too much.
Mm.
Hello and goodbye.
Cool, and that's an excellent question, Henna, because I know lots of people who do listen to the program on a regular basis are deeply sensitive as well. So it's a very relevant question that I think most people would wanted to know the answer to. So thanks very much for that.
I wanted to add something.
Mm.
You know, see, my work is I have a program. This is, and the program is to be a person can choose to be on my program for a year
mm.
or for the lifetime. And then what we do, because we can lock on your energy and read it,
mm.
and also we can send you the correct frequencies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
mm.
to balance you,
mm.
no matter where you are in the universe.
Mm.
Yeah. So what's happened, just imagine you have an angel above you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
mm.
watching you, sending you what you want. So, you know, and after a while, the information that we send you, the frequencies, take hold in your body, and you change what you need to do
mm.
to what you want. So this is one of the things we do. And actually, we're offering a free evaluation now for people from all over the world. If they go to the website and click on the free evaluation, and they get one.
Mm. And that website for people who may not have it to hand is energeticbalancing.us?
Yeah, that's right. Energeticbalancing.us. Yep. And just go on it and do it. It's free. Normally it's $450, especially if they're going to talk to me.
Mm.
But there's no charge.
Mm.
So, you know, we do that, you know, for newcomers. So we want to introduce them to a new possibility in their life.
Mm. Excellent. Now, for people who do actually go through this process of modifying their diet and cutting out acidic food and changing their circle of friends,
mm-hmm.
Do you find that most people actually become more naturally sensitive energetically just by removing some of those toxic elements?
No, I don't think they're sensitive. I think they're more aware.
Right.
There's a distinction between sensitivity and awareness.
Mm.
Yeah, and let's not confuse those two things, really, because when you're aware, so you could make choices.
Mm.
If you're sensitive, it doesn't mean you're going to make choices.
Mm.
You know, it could be that most of the time when you say, I am sensitive, that means you're not choosing the right choice for you.
Mm.
And you become that.
Right.
Yeah. So, again, in life, everything is choice. Choice, choice, choice. You don't choose, you're a victim of your own.
Mm.
You cannot blame anybody. Don't blame your family, your mommy and daddy, that they give you this bald hair style or this or that. And, you know, and that's why you're short or tall. Don't blame them. You know, you chose. You imitated their frequency, and you chose that for yourself. You could,
mm.
yeah. So, you know, we live in a imitation world, you know. We all imitate everybody else's energies and frequencies.
Mm. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, this question comes from Ruth, who is in the UK, and Ruth asks, can you turn the clock back, i.e. is it too late when you are in your late 60s and if you haven't taken good care of your health?
Yes, you can. you know, I mean, thank you, young man.
Oh, it's Ruth. I think it's a lady.
Yeah, thank you, young lady, woman. Yeah, of course. Look, the most important thing to do is to prawn. If you have a chance, read my book or see one of my videos on energetic balancing. It certainly will tell you the whole story. But what you need to do is just start with cleansing your body and exercise every day. I cannot even tell you how important the exercise is. You will never old for not exercising. You'll never get to a point where you don't have to exercise. You're at 60, 70, 80, 90, 200. You exercise every day. Get a rebounder. Get this small trampoline and jump on it. 25 minutes a day.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. You must do it. If you're 20 years old or 80 years old, it's an exercise that it must be done.
Mm.
You need to get your lymphs working and your bones density strong. And when you jump, that's what's happened.
Mm.
Your lymphs, your blood, everything works.
Mm.
Yeah, if you jump, for example, if you jump on a trampoline, if you're a man between 40 and 100 or 200,
mm.
you know, you'll never have prostate issues.
Right.
It's when you don't exercise, you have adhesion, and then you have a fungus grows, and you have a problem with your prostate, and then you have all these issues.
Right.
And for female, the same stories.
Mm.
Yeah, all these adhesions and all these tumors that's growing in their vaginas, you know,
mm.
and, you know, they have to have surgeries to take, it's all fungus related.
Mm.
And if they jump on a trampoline and, you know, so the chances for adhesion is minimal
mm.
and they need to be, of course, alkaline.
Mm.
They have to think alkaline every day.
Mm. And how does rebounders differ from, say, walking or running or other kinds of movement?
Yeah, walking is not going to cut it for you. Walking is it's only a way to tell you, it's okay, go ahead and die. Just walk. Walk an hour, walk half an hour, walk around the block, walk around your house. Mean nothing. Walking is just very barely touch anything in your life. Many people do yoga. Yoga is not an exercise. Yoga is a hobby.
Mm.
It's something nice to do. It's a social. You want to exercise? Jump on a trampoline.
Mm.
Do cardio. That's exercise.
Mm.
And you really, you know, I mean, if you want to, you don't have much time, 25 minutes a day on a rebounder.
Mm.
Change it, will change your life. Just
mm.
buy a good rebounder so it will bounce you good.
Mm.
That's totally what you know. So to answer that lady question, if she's 60 and she, yes, you can change everything. Nothing written in stone. There is not one solid piece in your body. You can change everything within you, inside you, and the only one who can do it, it's you.
Mm.
Nobody else. But you need to know, you need to be strong, you need to love yourself, you need to do the right things for you, and you need to make changes.
Mm.
You know, many people so addicted to their food, and I cannot eat tomatoes, I grow them, I'm sorry, you know, like the tomato is more important than they are.
Mm.
You know? Yeah, and mushrooms. You know, mushrooms is poison.
Mm.
People eat mushroom all over the world.
Mm.
And they tell you it's good, it's medicinal. It's a fungus.
Mm.
You know, people have cancer and tumors and cysts. It's all fungus.
Mm.
You know, if you cut a fungus, if you cut a tumor, it's white meat.
Mm.
You know, if it's white, it's fungus.
Mm.
Because your body is not white.
Right.
There's nothing white in your body. But the doctor will not tell you it's fungus.
Mm.
He'll tell you it's a tumor. Yeah. Yeah, we took your tumor out. We took your cancer out. It's all fungus.
Mm.
So they don't treat you for fungus invasion
mm.
because it costs only $3.50. Yeah, that's it. But if you have a tumor and a cancer or a cyst or this or that, that's thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, for each treatment.
Right.
Yeah, so they nuke you and medicate you and cut you
mm.
and paste you. And, you know, just kill you, you know, anyway. Mm. They, assuming you're going to die anyway, so it might as well, you know, make some money on the guy, on the person.
Mm. Cool.
So, you know, yeah, and so baking soda, it's a replacement for all that.
Right.
Yeah.
For simple, baking soda.
Simple baking soda, yeah.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool. Okay, this question comes from Leslie, who is also in the UK. And Leslie asks, how and what will be changing within our world over the next few years, and how will this affect the average human and their energy system? Will this shift affect animals as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm.
But it all depends what kind of shift is that. You know, what do we expect? What is the story? What do you believe in? You know, there's too many things going on. Everybody has a cataclysmic story to tell you and prediction. So we really don't know. But the only thing we know, it's you.
Mm.
You need to be healthy. The only one that will survive whatever it's coming, it would be a healthy person, somebody who loves himself or herself, and somebody who are very clean. You know, you don't want to be or own or have any disease at the time.
Mm.
You want to be very healthy. You know, so start with your food, with exercise, and love. Love, 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 love.
Mm.
Love you. Love him. Love your inner child. Love your body. Love every part of your body equally.
Mm.
Yeah, because all the pieces of you are the same, are even and equal.
Mm.
So yeah, and once you do that, you will live through whatever upheaval happen.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the only people that will survive really, truly, 100%.
Mm.
Yeah, because, you know, people who are already thinking about dying, so they don't care anyway. We're going to die. You know, they're thinking death.
Mm.
They have no future.
Mm.
They have no possibilities. So it's a totally different mindset when you are a live being or a dying being.
Mm.
You know, most people walk their life, go to school, go to college, go to parties, chat, drink their wine, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, you know, and while they're dying.
Mm.
And they're pretending they're alive.
Mm.
You know, it's just totally hilarious, you know, to go to parties and see all these people, you know, not really understanding who they are and have no clue that they are a dying being. You know, they believe the stories.
So,
you know, it's an unfortunate, you know, we live in a matrix.
Mm.
So we have to step out of the matrix from now and then. And look who we are, how we fit in this world.
Mm.
Yeah, you remember the movie The Matrix?
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, me too. And to tell you the truth, it's absolutely true concept.
I think it's one of the most profound pieces of filmmaking that I've ever encountered. I've watched it countless numbers of times, and just the different layers and levels in that movie are phenomenal when you really sit with them and be with what it is that's been communicated, and then look around when you actually navigate your own life
right.
See things that sort of correlate with that.
Yes, choosing, choice. You know, the number one thing, you make choices.
Mm.
You, when you go to a restaurant, you have to choose what to eat. You don't look at the menu and say, okay, well, this is it. You call the chef and tell him what you want.
Mm.
You're going to pay. You know? I mean, what is it? It's too hard for him to come to see you?
Mm.
Is the waiter doesn't want to serve you because you're a little too difficult that you know what you want to eat?
Mm.
I mean, you know, don't be nice.
Mm.
Be nice to yourself first. How about you? You know, treat yourself.
Mm.
You know, you're going to spend the money anyways. Might as well eat the right food. You know, you want to know what you put in your body. Everything that you put in your mouth has to go out from your butt.
Mm.
And you need to know how it's going out and when.
Mm.
The when is very important.
Mm.
Yeah. How long is this food going to be traveling inside you, making you sick and tired and without, you know, like you want to sleep and drowsy and... And of course, if it's good food, imagine if it's a bad food, if it's a poison, what's going to do to your body? Yeah.
Well, I think that's an excellent question, because I guess most people are so preoccupied with the taste bud experience of that digestive process, but not really considering it as it moves through the rest of the energetic system and potentially staying within the cells of the body for quite a long time.
Right.
Before being eliminated, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You know, my program, Energetic Balancing, it's so amazing, really. Sometimes I get, chills, when I talk about it. Because, I get those thousands of letters and emails and thanking me, they're on my program, and they're happy. And it's cross countries, it's cross religion.
Mm.
We have people from the Vatican even on the program,
Well.
They like my prayers better than theirs. Yeah, because my prayers are, universal.
Yeah.
And harmonics. And
yeah.
Theirs, they don't know what they're praying for,
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us more, Moni. I'm sure, you've certainly got people's attention now. Certainly awaken their curiosity about the program you have created. And I was just wondering if you could share for people how they can just really start to experience some of what you've spoken about for themselves.
Okay. So, we all need to remember that the only thing that matters in our life is our life force level. We have a chi, a life force, something called, it's an energy that makes us alive. And that energy need to be, it's between 0 to 100, to be a living being. If you're at 0, you're already dead. So you have to be between 0 to 100.
Mm.
The average in the world is about 53.
Right.
Yeah. So average, that means you're sick and dying. So
right.
You need to be above that. Yeah. You need to be in the 80s and 90s.
Mm.
And 70s is great. So the first thing we check is your level of your life force. We give you a breakdown of 12 different items energetically about your life force.
Mm.
And so the purpose of my program is, first of all, raising your life force. Because if you have no life force, it doesn't matter what you eat, doesn't matter who's your doctor, doesn't matter the medicine you take, doesn't matter the surgery you do. You cannot live if your life force is low.
Mm.
You know, every time you take medication, life force going down.
Mm.
It's depressed further and further and further. Yeah. So you need to know that. So life force is important. So how we raise your life force? We have an additional system that goes together with balancing. We broadcast millions of healing resonance frequencies of prayers and harmonics to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever you are in the world.
Mm.
So you don't have to be sick to be on my program. If you want to be just better, if you want to improve. If you we have a team of Canadian hockey players on my program.
Mm.
They want to be better.
Mm.
It's none of them sick. They're all young. They're all kids.
Mm.
But they want to be better, They want to raise their life force.
Mm.
And so life force is the number one thing, that's why there is Tai Chi. That's why there is Qigong.
Mm.
In China, your father will ask you, hey, at lunch, he said, how's your Qi today?
Mm.
and you will answer him. He expects you to answer him.
Mm.
In the Western world, they look at you like, what's wrong with you? What Qi?
Mm.
Yeah, they don't even tell you. Nobody knows what Qi is.
Mm.
And that's the only thing that matter in our life, the chi.
Mm.
If you have it, you have everything.
Mm.
Money comes with chi.
Mm.
Relationship is all about chi.
Mm.
Yeah. Success is all chi.
Mm.
Health, of course. So this is the first thing. So imagine everybody in China chanting your name. Millions and millions and millions of people chanting your name. How powerful is that?
Mm.
That's the type of work that we do. We broadcast those frequencies to you by the millions. So imagine all these group of people chanting and praying for you.
Mm.
So it's very, very, very powerful, very powerful stuff, yeah.
And in terms of directing these healing prayers, do you just need someone's name or do you need a photo?
We don't need photos, but there's an application. There are about 13 or 14 questions.
Mm. Right.
It's basic questions, name, address, where you live, phone numbers, email, you know, are you a smoker or not, you know, just personal things.
Mm.
And each one of them become part of your energy signature, which is like one little number, like a fractal. And then once we have that, the computer mathematically calculates you as an undefined point in space, and we can look at your energy and read 100th of a second of it, and then we have all the picture of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's what we do. That's what I do. You know, it's a fun job. It's the best job in the world. I help a lot of people. Yeah. You know.
It's quite amazing, and I guess
it is amazing.
For lots of people, it may just be totally new terrain. The traditional ways of our culture of Western medicine, like this just sounds so many years in advance of anything that most people are coming into contact with on a daily basis.
Totally. This program of mine, this technology, is about 20 years ahead of anything around that's available today.
Mm.
Yeah. And I keep it like that, you know. I mean, I program it. You know, I have other people who work with me and for me to keep programming and moving it to another higher levels. But it's great, you know, it's fine. And, you know, I'm so proud of it. You know, I wouldn't want to do anything else in the world, just help people, you know.
Mm.
And by the way, I charge $2 a day to be on my program.
That's amazing.
That's it. It's like cheaper than a cup of coffee.
Mm.
Yeah, you cannot go to Starbucks and buy a coffee for $2. You know, there's not such a thing, you know, or a tea even. Yeah.
Great. And so just for people as well, that the website, again, is energeticbalancing.us.
That's right, yes.
Be able to find more information.
Yeah, and they, if anybody want to buy the book, they could buy it in any bookstore. Amazon has a good price on it.
Yeah.
But you also could order it from my website. And then, you know, I have also a video on physical immortality. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And that really cool stuff if anybody want to see, you know. And by the way, I mean, I want to share with you that in November I'm going to do a workshop on physical immortality in L.A.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and in the middle of November.
Okay.
And the next one that I'm doing is going to be in Sweden, in Stockholm, on August 28th.
Great.
Yeah, and it's all the information in the website.
Excellent, because I know we do have some listeners in Sweden, so that's in Stockholm on August 28th.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we'll circulate the details of that as well for people that are either in LA or Stockholm for those upcoming events.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool.
So Moni, just in coming to the end of our call, I was just wondering if you had any final words to share with people who are contemplating, like, really taking their levels of physical vitality to another level.
Well, you know, like I said, love, 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 love. You need to really make sure you love yourself.
Mm.
And what I say yourself mean, this little person that lives inside you, this little boy or girl, your inner child, that's the person you really need to love. That's the person that who deserve love, who yearning for love, that most of us, when we grew up, we got disconnected from this inner child of us, and we reinvented ourselves as an adult. And what we do, we put this little kid in the closet.
Mm.
We don't want to be associating with this little kid that once we were.
Mm.
And we need to go back to that little boy or girl and bring them into our life and attach to them. And so, love is the thing to go for, you know. There is nothing more important than you loving you unconditionally.
Mm.
Because if you love you, everybody will want to love you.
Mm.
So if you don't love yourself, you can nobody can love you, you cannot love anybody else.
Mm.
It's all fake, you know.
Mm.
You're pretending there is love outside. The real love is inside.
Mm.
Yeah, it's emanate from within you.
Mm.
You know, many people say, you know, they talk about love all the time, but they have zero for themselves.
Mm.
So what they can do, they can give zeros to people.
Mm.
Yeah. So everything starts within. Yeah. So any improvement starts. And touch yourself at night or during the day, anytime. Just put your hand on your shoulders, on your chest, and say, I love you. Call yourself by your name. Yeah, and say, I love you. Tap on yourself. Acknowledge who you are, Because you really, what matters is your acknowledgement, not somebody else. You see, because if you allow somebody else, you're counting on somebody else to like you, he can change his mind anytime he wants. And if he changes his mind, what are you going to be doing? Your whole world will collapse. But if you like yourself, and you tell yourself, I love you, and I like you, and, we're together forever, wow.
It's very powerful.
Very powerful, yeah. And that's how I see it, things. That's what I do to myself, I talk to myself all the time. Yeah, who else? Why would I, if I don't talk to me, who am I going to talk to? Yeah, the first conversation is between me and me.
Awesome. Well, Moni, I just really wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for being a total pioneer in this field, and by challenging a lot of our strongly held cultural beliefs and being up for playing with them and exploring them and investigating them and experimenting with them to bring through a whole new level of consciousness around health and healing. I think the work you're doing is really thought-provoking, and I know for people at home, it will definitely give them some food for thought to ponder and to reflect upon in the coming weeks, months, and years. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool. And also, just wanted to take this opportunity to thank everyone at home. And if you're not actually tapping yourself on the shoulder at the moment, I want to do that for you as well. just to thank you for being a part of this People You Should Meet program. It's a program that's been running for 3 years and is dedicated to really inspiring the human spirit and humankind. So I guess, sending in your questions week to week and your feedback after the show and actually sharing these recording freely with your friends, families and loved ones really make it the show that it is. So I just wanted to thank everyone at home as well, because you're an incredibly valuable part of this ongoing human conversation.
Thanks.
Great. So that brings us to the end of our show. This call will be made available for free to download tomorrow on the People You Should Meet website. Please do share it widely on Twitter and Facebook, and really listen to it again and again, because I know I personally will be listening to this call more than once and applying the learnings and the awarenesses to my own life. So, excellent. But thank you once again, Moni, and thank you everyone at home.
Goodbye.
Take care.